before COVID, and then COVID happened, so this is my first one back. So it's just nice for us to come and let you guys know what we're doing in recreation, and then also so we know what you guys are doing, because we get a lot of phone calls from different events that you guys are doing through the city, and sometimes we have no idea what you're doing. So it's just good for us to be on the same page.
Since the name of this board is the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board.
So we do get a lot of phone calls, and then we're like, oh, yeah, call so-and-so.
Well, and we put it on the agenda that we would be, we would help you next time, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're all prepared.
Yes.
We're gonna, can we, I noticed it's not on the agenda, but we actually, can we take a couple minutes and talk about that after you start some sort of earlier?
It's on number three, July 3rd celebration.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can move it up higher if you want, if somebody needs to leave, that's fine.
We're good.
I got dibs on lighting the fireworks.
Oh, you do?
What are you doing? Flare and long stick or something, I don't know.
Okay, then, sorry then. Oh, and then Peter.
So I'm Peter Worthland, I'm the new head coach for the Woods Cross Mountain Biking Team.
Okay.
As you may or may not know, we support the kids that primarily come from North Salt Lake, but of course Bountiful and Woods Cross, city and county, we have those players. We use the North Salt Lake Trails extensively. The league that supports Utah is growing a lot. We went from 4 regions to 6 regions this year. We have over 3,000 kids racing every, well, divide the kids over 4 weekends, and we're anticipating about 5,000 kids racing over 6, well, 6 regions. We have 3 races, a 3+1 race, and then a St. George race. For the Woods Cross team alone, we had 57 riders last year. We anticipate having, we could have close to 100. That's about how much we're supporting. So it's a parent run. It's a nonprofit 501(c), but we're anticipating growth, and we like using local trails to just support. We're here, we're also here as a service organization that can help maintain the trails. We are required by the league and by NICA, the National Cycling Association, to do trail work. And so having 100 kids plus parents and relatives, that's quite a workforce that you can use. So I don't, and Bountiful team uses the trails extensively as well. Viewmont uses these trails, and we'll have, we'll probably have teams around Salt Lake and Davis County come down to use your trails as well. So I'm here to just sort of make sure you know me, that you can reach out and just start building the relationships here. So, and I know Tammy from lots of other things.
Now, we met with somebody, is he replacing that guy that we talked to?
So is it Derek Israelson?
I don't remember. Yes.
Derek is retiring. He no longer has kids in the on the team. I've asked him that he come back as an emeritus coach, because you really can't lose a coach and not feel it. But I'm replacing him, and I suspect that I will have, I'm trying to organize my coaching staff now. If you want to come, our team kickoff meeting is actually tomorrow at the Woods Cross High School. If you want to see the response that we'll get and see what that is, you're more than welcome to come. I hope Derek's there, but I don't know if he will be. But we are trying to be an official club with Woods Cross, get administration behind us, and start helping get more kids on bikes and getting that healthy lifestyle that we as Utahns love. So.
Read something today that Utahns do more recreation activities than the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
We're awesome here.
Well, and in California, what's interesting, I have friends that live in the beach, and their PE classes are surfing, because that's what they have. And the kids get PE credit with the mountain bike team as well. So, I mean, it feeds all sorts of things. There's economic benefits of having good trails. Draper City has done a great job. If you've ever looked at those trails. They've done a really good job.
So. I'm Kyle Poulter. I was planning on, I'm just a local resident, mountain bike as much as I can. My son is on the team, and so I was a first year coach last year, planning on coaching this year. But, I was gonna be in wanting to come and participate and visit however I could, and encouraging trail development in the area, even without being associated with the team. But it's cool and good to see Peter here. And yeah, we've got space. I have no idea who owns what, but I'd like to figure that out and encourage trail development.
So are you a resident of North Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm not the guy to ask that question to right now, so we'll probably just get back to you guys. I'll try and get your contact and stuff. That might be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
You have a phone number?
Yeah, you can have my cell phone. It's 801-718-8451. And then my email address is Peter, and then WIRTHLIN@gmail.com.
Got it. Cool. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And that meeting's on Thursday, right?
Oh, yes. Sorry. It feels, it's a weird week because we had it out. It is actually Thursday at 7 p.m. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's like, better reading my messages than I am reading.
What's your
number and email?
801-928-8479. And email would be KD, and Poulter is
POULTER@gmail.com. Glad you're here.
So, do we have the city council?
No, I just saw him at City Hall, so I was kind of, that's why I was looking around the building to see.
Did he get invited?
I didn't know who it was.
Oh.
Nobody told me
who
it was.
Is it actually official?
Because
I don't remember.
Yes, it's Ted Knowlton.
So he's here with us.
I knew who it was, but did they do it in council? Because I might be the one I missed.
And I'm not there anymore either.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cars
so
at City
I didn't
Hall.
Invite because
he's
I didn't
there.
Know who it was.
Well, they have that meeting later on tonight.
He was on
the
city
council. Oh yeah, is he there, city council, tonight?
No, it's a planning commission night, but there's
Ted.
Yep.
Yeah, there's Ted. Oh, I know Ted.
Yeah,
I wondered that because of the email we got on the upcoming move.
Oh, that's right.
Move
that
thing. I wondered if he was our...
Yeah, he was in that thread.
I didn't send it to him, actually, because I didn't know who it was. So,
will you add me to your list also? Just
yes, and I wondered about that. So will you be here?
Yeah, Kim
okay.
Want me to start coming
yep,
up.
Perfect. Not a problem at all. I'll add him as well. Is his, would it just be his name and then at North Salt Lake, whatever that?
The city council emails are a little different there. It'll be ted.knowlton at nslcity.org.
Okay. And yours is the same?
Yeah.
So that would be him to do the budget, unless anybody knows it. Do you know it, Carmen? What the budget for this meeting is?
No.
For all of our, we'll have to get back with him on that then.
Well, I do know by the master chorus starting last week that the secretary, I think she's the secretary of the chorus now, is all over that. The one that was calling us.
Oh.
And she was asking me if I knew about it, and I'm like, no. And she's like, I had to go to the mayor.
Yes.
And I still don't have a number, so.
She wanted a gigantic amount of money.
$13,000.
Like your whole budget.
Yeah.
I know, like $13,000,
yeah,
wasn't it? I know.
It was like insane.
So I guess she went to meet with Ken.
Yeah.
And he's like, that I think basically that's what he said. Were you in that meeting too?
No, he just copied me on a couple of emails. So.
and said maybe $3,000, but so
what's
she's
she
like,
to do with that?
Well, they have decided what she told me is that they have to become a true chorus and in line with all the music laws. We have to pay for all the music instead of copying it with the copyright, do all that. And this publicity and...
Christine, can I ask you a question? How many of the participating in the choir are actual residents of the city? I know it's kind of a community choir. Do you know?
Well, like I said, last week was the first time we've met in 2 years. There were about 20 of us. And I know 5 or 6 that I talked to do not live in North Salt Lake. So I'm going to say 30%, 40% maybe.
If that.
Yeah, 25%.
I looked at it at one point. Just anyway.
Wow, yeah. If that was the case, could we go to all their cities and get money too?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, once Ken and his wife sing in a community choir, mm-hmm. and they pay an annual $50 a person to participate in the choir. Mm-hmm. And I think he suggested that might be something this choir should do.
Well, I was surprised there's not a fee to participate.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's really, you have to look at, is it really benefiting our whole city? You know, should it come out of taxpayer dollars to fund that? You
right.
know, where the events that this, you know, group plans really
are
for
the residents.
City. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I agree, but whoever fields that call, you'll probably be getting that fairly soon.
I'm sure you will. She's on top of it. I got the emails. Well, then, I guess put this in the notes that we need a replacement board member for Ken Akers because we haven't had one for a while. But from what I understand, it's under Lisa's.
It's Lisa's appointment.
Yeah, and she has, I think she knows, because we've asked for it for quite a while.
I think we talked to her today.
Yeah, so, but it would be nice if we had somebody for that. So we need to put that again.
He must have moved to Taylorsville.
Oh, really?
I saw him on the news.
Oh, wow.
He was talking about...
Another 7-Eleven?
No, he was talking about some racism in his daughter's school and what she was dealing with, and he was on the local news, and it was at like Taylorsville High.
Wow.
They moved out there, so I wondered if he physically.
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Huh, I had no idea. Anything else on administrative that anybody has? Oops. Carmen, do you have anything?
I know that it's been a few months, but so we probably need to approve the last meeting notes.
That's clear down the bottom. Do we do that at the top? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
It's at the bottom, but I don't either.
Done, right?
I guess, yeah, we should probably do that.
I second it then.
Thank you.
Approved.
Looks like they're approved.
So easy.
A long time ago. Oh, it's so willing, Dallas. Thank you. All right, Public Works. David, is that you?
That's me. I'm kind of a little torn, though, because I felt like we needed probably here to kind of go over this.
I apologize. I have no idea who it was.
Well, I say we just talk real quick because, I mean, we actually kind of had this conversation, and then if you remember our last meeting, kind of got cut short. We had to leave, and it was kind of crazy. It's been over a year. Just threw these pictures up. Just thought it'd be fun to kind of look back at what we were doing a year ago, right?
That was some fun stuff.
It was fun.
It was.
And then it was... tad bit, I think, disappointing us a little bit at first when everything kind of changed, but we talked before, get it right. They just got done with the meeting with the rec center. Sounds like everything's on board. So these, if you could help pass my eyes, these are the two plans.
Are these updated from the ones that
we got? Yes, these are different than
what we got
the most uninspired ones that we...
That was very interesting meeting, though.
Yeah,
I thought it was good with the architect.
Yeah, I was
about a second.
down American Fork sitting up to film something. We're talking to the phone.
So is it center and me right here?
So I don't know that we really need to go into much detail. If you guys want to, I don't know that they're necessarily asking us for opinions. These are just the two concepts that they've got so far. I'll let you guys kind of just go through them. That's where we're at. I think that there'll be like more, probably a future meeting that's going to get community input and feedback and stuff on. But I think that they did a much better job this time, at least, of trying to implement some of those same things that we had asked for. You know, you see like some of the sight lines and some of the Christmas tree layout, a lot of things. The last meeting got a little off the rails because everybody started trying to place exact trees. We're not there yet, don't freak out about it, sort of thing. But we'll get there. So other than that tonight, and this is where I think we kind of keep spinning our wheels. The last time we met, we went over this, and this is actually probably more for Ted. I kind of gave him a little bit of this in our orientation with him. This is all the parks properties on the Monopoly game. If you guys remember this Back to the Future thing we did, it just shows how much our parks have actually expanded and grown. Like you keep seeing the red where we've added. So our properties before 2005, we had 19. Now we're up to, it's actually over 60 now. It's 55 properties that we maintain, again, showing you just how much. We had 13.5 football fields basically. Now we're up almost 37 football fields that we maintain of grass. So just the mowing acres, how much everything's gone. Just if you're in a string trim, it'd be from right City Hall to Vivint for the Jazz play. Now it will go clear to Sandy. If you started kind of looking at the increase in all of the work. So anyway, you guys have all seen this presentation I gave it before. But our staffing really hasn't changed. If you get city council, I'm sick of this, every city council and every city across, we can't get kids, we can't get seasonals, we can't even get people to apply. The golf courses, everyone's having the same issues. So it's kind of been nuts.
Because of what we pay. Is that it?
They don't want to work.
Well, that pretty much is it.
Yeah, we've raised the wage. I think that factors somewhat.
They don't want to do that type of work. Opinion.
But I think you're just seeing a change in. I always hated the Gen X and the stereotypes that you get because I didn't feel like I had to fit those molds. But this generation doesn't want to do this kind of work. Okay. It's kind of worse, and that's what everybody we talk to in other places. So, anyway, the long and short of this is like the bottom is the blue is our staffing that we've had. And you can see like everything else has just gone increasing. Fragmite control, the amount of stuff that we maintain. Here's all the parks and the different areas we maintain throughout the city. This is on the horizon, right? You guys have seen this before a little bit too, the wetlands. This is the Phragmites. We maintain a ton of this. This has been a never-ending fight that we can't. I mean, nobody's really winning that stuff.
The what? Phragmites?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a good picture.
The natural vegetation, you see.
Okay. So that's guys. Our guy there standing on top of a truck. That's how bad this stuff is. Oh.
Where is that at?
Everywhere.
Foxborough.
Yeah, it's everywhere. That's down Foxborough. So, this is just a lot of the stuff that's increased just the last few years as we've dealt with it. This is the conceptual plan that I drew. It's just how that area could work. But the dog park's still on our horizon. I think we've just got to play catch up with a lot of the stuff that's going on.
It's still in the UDOT area?
We've got permission through UDOT now. I think that agreement's in place. We just got to get... with Woods Cross and get the design concepts going on that. So, this is where we probably need to focus on the next meeting on. It's starting to look at this deeper. We had that funding. This just shows like we've had crazy increases, as everybody knows and everybody's sick of hearing about, and everything. You see vinyl fencing went from $28 like 4 years ago up to $40. It's probably more than that now.
This was done about
a year ago, so it's probably $50 now. Right? And you probably can't get a contractor for 9 months either. So anyway, it kind of tries to play into a lot of that. Obviously, you can go through it in depth and kind of see what the projections for all of these things would be if you forecasted it out. And nobody's expecting us to follow it exactly. I think you got there's a little nuance to it, right? You look at it and try to figure out what the most important things are. It's got all the suggestions inside. I'll just let you guys read it. Like I said, we've gone over this before, but how it breaks out, you know, we've got a substantial amount of money right now sitting in that we're supposed to spend this fiscal year that the city council last year put aside. And
just because
they wanted to put money back into the parks, and we just really haven't done anything with it yet. It's because if you remember, we talked in like August and September, and then we kind of stalled out. So, there's a lot of things that aren't in the plan necessarily that could be discussion topics. You know, that's the point of that. Some of the things that our park superintendent suggested is like the rock signs, like you guys have seen at Laurel Park, some of these things. We'd like to get these consistent throughout the city. Cameras, these aren't included in the plan. We do better, I think, than most cities. John's gone to the man with this stuff. He's put a very good network together. But pavilions and security reasons, we'd like to see those. The epoxy, we've been putting this in the bathrooms, and this stuff's easier to clean, lasts a lot longer. These aren't things that we included in this, but things that we probably should consider. And then, if you guys remember our conversation, this is what we were kind of aiming at, was to start maybe theming pocket parks, and giving them a little personality, trying to do something like this kind of stuff. So I think, this is what I was kind of hoping to, because we haven't introduced a new council member to any of this stuff yet, so it's going to be kind of nice, but maybe I can shoot him some information. We should probably have surface conversations next meeting. So I don't know. Unless there's something you guys want to go on, I think just guidance. We probably should start getting some concepts and which parts we want to hit on, which things you guys want to do.
I have a question. When you guys met with the rec district today, did they see these concept plans, or was it more? Are they specifically requesting that their building be in one of these spots, or?
Ken and Brian met with them. I didn't meet with them.
Oh, I thought you were there too.
No, okay. They said, Ken just told me that they liked it and it sounded like they were good with it.
Okay.
So I don't really, shouldn't speak too much.
So as far as replacement part of the parks, I see on the irrigation systems that there's some, is there a list from like who needs it the worst?
Yeah, so it's all placed in there by order. So kind of, like this big one goes kind of, this goes year by year what they're projected to do.
Okay.
So it's again, there's a lot of nuance to it, because you don't like some of these roofs. Like we took hatch part out of this, but some of them be like it's not worth replacing that roof. We're just probably going to use a building. We're going to change this whole thing. I mean, it just depends. I mean, it's hard to put together an exact plan with an exact budget. With I did 3.5% inflation when I did the first one in 2017, and we missed big time. Stuff's jumped so crazy, right? So, based on probably even what's changed in a year, I bet our prices are substantially higher already.
But I'm sure there's got to be a little frustration on your guys' part, because you want to move forward on things. So what do you really need from us?
Well, that's what I say. I think go through it, have an opinion, maybe take time looking at some of the parts that you think need it the most. We can probably come together with a little bit better of like these are our main targets. I mean, Palmquist was our target. That kind of got destroyed for those that were here back then, because it doesn't make sense. sense now, just based on other things. Maybe it does again in a year or two. Mathis, we looked at that big redesign there. We did do a lot of stuff for those that were here, the fencing, but that needs a new playground that could use a remodel. I mean, we can spend a lot of money on a single park too. You know, it's really, we're looking for you guys to help guide us. We got tons of places we can do stuff. So.
Why is Palmquist off? Cause I was here when that was whole thing. So I must have missed something.
No, we just didn't.
Because I know there's safety issues up there.
Is that the one right on center?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, so if you remember, we did all the fencing. We did, what else is that we did there? Just the fencing.
Yeah.
Or did you ask me about Palmquist?
Palmquist, yeah. Because you said there's Palmquist, a whole bunch of other...
The dirt work for what we wanted to do, we had designs made and everything.
Right.
The dirt
was
work
like
was like $220,000 just for the dirt work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we were looking at maybe, plus then we weren't sure with potential more water needs for the city. There were some other things going on with maybe possible city expansion and stuff. So we weren't sure like they needed that area for water storage. So it just didn't make sense. We kind of had to slam the brakes
on. Okay, okay.
And I think you should probably keep the brakes on for a while.
Okay, good to know. All right.
There's nothing to be worse building a new park and then
and then having to tear it out.
Water tank or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But you could also maybe piggyback if there is water work there that's being done to help pay for that work.
Sure. After
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Mathis the oldest park?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was years on.
It's 1980. I was just trying to see if there was anything on the very last page. I just wonder if that really was the oldest.
Is that the big stuff?
Yeah.
That's my local playground.
Is that where is it?
By the regional center?
Oh, right there.
I think that would be a good one to focus on, mostly because people can see it from 89.
So I think we kind of stalled
and
out.
And then if we did, like a theme park, people would drive by and be like, what is that?
Because if you remember, we kind of probably stalled out on that too because we were looking at doing maybe
pickleball. Yeah, I remember that.
Things there. Because if you really go in, you kind of got to redo. If you're doing something like that, now you're redoing irrigation, you're redoing.
Sure.
It's the domino effect, like, right? If you're going to change out a cabinet in your house, and all of a sudden you're redoing the whole.
So speaking of pickleball, so are you just are we just holding off on pickleball for Hatch Park period, or is there other parks that have been thinking that you think that that could happen there? That we'd have one park for pickleball.
That's surprising because that was very popular when you were talking about it.
Yeah,
And Hatch, I was just wondering if there were all the other parks that there were.
But I don't want to answer for elected officials. Well, I thought we'd discuss this. So I went on to different parks, and I ultimately was like, I just like to see more trees in the park. That's the great thing about math, is it has those.
Yeah.
You've torn up the sidewalk, but.
The trees. I thought you meant
the trees.
Oh,
yeah.
the trees.
So, is there any way to talk to the council member before, to at least get him on board before we meet next time?
Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've given him this stuff. Maybe we can just send him. You want me to do it, or you can do it. Just start maybe the conversation up.
Okay.
See if he has.
He has all this stuff, or do you want me to drop it by?
I gave him this, but there's another copy if you want.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll take him one of these. I'll get it when we're done. And we'll drop it by. He's close to that.
I think we want the thing that sucks with losing Ryan. No offense to Ted, is Ryan knew all this stuff and used all of these. So yeah, I don't know what Ted's knowledge of these are yet. I'm sure he'll catch up quick. He's a good guy, smart guy.
Well, I know him, and we were at the Christmas party, and he's like, now tell me what that group does. So
yeah, Yeah, he hasn't been involved in anything like
this. So it's new to him, I think.
He's been on the planning commission for years and years, so mm-hmm. he's at least very aware of the city and would be aware of, you know, a lot of major problems. But yeah, he'll need some updating.
Yeah, I'll drop that off and then I'll talk to you.
That's all I have.
Thanks for doing that. Okay, so Julie, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah.
What you have?
Yeah. I know that before we started doing this race, the 5K, down at Hatch Park, I think that you guys did it, your group. And so we just wanted to, now that Kristen and I are heading up the 5K, we just wanted to talk to you a little bit. We're going to change the course this year. So we're going to have three different races. So there's going to be a 1K, a 2K, and a 5 mile. Or sorry, 1 mile, 2 mile, and a 5 mile. So we can target more. We want to do something different that other cities aren't doing. So we found this. It's kind of mimicked after a race that's done in Idaho that's been great. And so along with that, we have vendors that come down, and we kind of have a party in the park. So it's our Liberty Fun Fair that we have going on in the morning. So we'll be starting, our race will start around 7 a.m. And we usually finish the activities by, like, I'd say 2 at the latest with the volleyball tournament that's going on. So we'll have, bounce houses, and we had a foam guy come and do bubbles. So we'll have the races in the morning, and the volleyball tournament will also be going on. So it's just, we're just trying to have a really fun activity in the morning before we have the fireworks show at night. So it's kind of an all day, bring the community together. Let's have a good time. So we just wanted to, we broke down a little bit of some things that we need help with. So I'll just go through and read those so you guys kind of have an idea of what's going on. Yes.
Is July 3rd a different?
It's July 2nd.
Okay,
this year.
Make sure.
The car show's on the 1st.
Okay.
And then the Liberty Fun Fair and the fireworks is all on the 2nd.
Okay. What's the new name for it? I didn't see the resolution on that.
Liberty Fest Car Show. Is that what you were saying?
Everything's Liberty Fest now.
They had such fun ones on that list.
There were some great ones. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Well, we had to change it legally. Just quickly, it was the Eaglewood Festival of Speed, and it was named after the Goodwood Festival of Speed over in Europe somewhere. And I said it may be good news that ours got big enough that we got a little cease and desist order from their attorney in Europe.
Oh wow!
That ours was a little too similar to theirs. David and I have talked about the logo a lot, but the logo we used was even a takeoff of theirs that neither he nor I are responsible for. We kept telling the organizer, like, you can't use this logo, and it's like, nah, not a big deal. So anyway, that's why we're changing.
We're just a small city, they'll never notice.
Yeah. It's a great car show, it just has grown.
So here are some of the things that we are going to need help with that day. So route volunteers, just people out on the route. Same day registration. So we'll need some people to help out with registration. Race day pickup. Our vendors, kind of just to direct vendors on where they need to go and set up. And we'll have maps and everything that will show them that. Food preparation, just the food prep that we're giving things out to the runners, cutting the oranges, doing things that can help out there. If we're going
food handlers permits beforehand, or
no, not with that. Selling shirts if we decide to go, if we're going to try to sell shirts again. The water stations, usually we have that covered by YCC, so we'll probably have plenty of them down here this year to help us. Photo booth setup, end of race cheering, that was a big one. As the runners were coming in, I think there wasn't a lot of excitement going on down there at the end. So just to have people giving water bottles out and their medals and having it fun down there. And then volleyball tournament, which will probably be, we want to get the lacrosse and bountiful volleyball teams involved, so we'll probably have a lot of volunteers helping out with the volleyball tournament.
How did that go last year?
It was awesome.
Was it?
It was hot. Because it was too hot. We started later, but for our first time ever doing a tournament, we had 16 teams.
Oh, wow.
So
it was really fun.
I thought it was great.
Hatch Park worked well for that because there's just a big, nice, flat grass area, and they set up nets, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it was great. So hoping to continue to do that, and then just maybe having some floaters that are around the park that are telling. Because I think, you know, last year, I don't know how many of you were there, but all of our activities were kind of far apart from each other. And so it was really hard because, I mean, everything was free, but I think a lot of people didn't really know that they were free because up in Eaglewood, they're not. And so just having people out and like, hey, this is going on, this is free, just announcing it more, getting people that are out there talking to the public, just making it a really fun event. So those are some of the things that we, as things will get closer, we hope to be making just assignments, but those are some of the things that we would need help with come race day.
So. And this whole thing will be at which park?
It will be at Legacy Park.
At Legacy Park.
Yes.
So about how many people?
Sorry, and I said Hatch Park.
Oh, it was, okay.
Legacy.
I don't know if I saw it there. So total, how many volunteers do you think you're looking at? You need? I mean, I'm sure people could do a couple of things, but.
Yeah, 50, we were kind of going over that today, and we haven't hit, like, I guess we don't have a set number yet, and I'll talk to the other director, and I can get you that number on how many we would need.
But we're hoping for some, you know, recruiting of some of your friends and kids and neighbors and more than, you know, just you individually. Because we have a few needs. Alan with the car show needs some more volunteers, and we need some more also the fireworks night. So we're just trying to get the word out that we'll probably need a few more this year.
I think you can call on the Youth City Council to do even more than the water station. Last year we had like 15 people.
A lot of them weren't able to be there last time because I did water that night.
I'm talking about the 5K water.
Because they've always been in charge of water. And I know that now that it's a bigger race, too, we'll probably have to have more than one water station. And I was going to ask, because I was talking to Natalie today and was wondering if, because water's great, but I think that they could be used, like, at the end of the race and cheering everybody on and being loud and, you know, what teenagers do.
We're good at that.
So the one in Idaho, how many water stations do we have?
I don't know that, actually, but I was talking to Linda about this today because I'm used to like the half marathon. I mean, you don't get anything until 3 miles, so I don't know how many water stations we'll need. I know that it does get, it's hot.
Yeah. In a 6K, you typically don't have any more than two.
Right.
I would think two, because we usually just have one for the 5K, but we had a few people say, hey, we really could have used two in the 5K, but
which is 3 miles.
Is this just going to be a down Legacy Trail and back, or is it going to loop around somewhere?
We have a couple different routes that we're working on, but we hope to use part of the trail, but not the whole time.
And you seriously are going to start it like you did last time, right? With that gun thing, because that was the best.
As long as we have a lighter. The same timing company is coming.
That was so great.
That scared a lot of kids. So our little cannon. It was an actual cannon.
I didn't see it.
It
was a cannon.
It was really loud.
I'll show it to you after. I've got it on video.
So
I was going to say, can we advertise it maybe a little bit sooner? Because I think that was one thing that maybe a lot of people in the city didn't know about.
Soon,
especially the daytime activities, because it was really fun down there.
It was really fun.
I think a lot of people knew about it.
That's why we try and hit that.
we've talked about
all of
that.
Us advertise it on our own pages, I think you'd get a lot of people too.
Would love, yeah.
Yeah, along with those, I mean, I'm working on a few lists too, like with other things, but one of them is going to be some advertising. You know how we put out the yard signs for the 75th anniversary in neighborhoods? I think that was really effective.
Sure,
and I think we're going to do that again mostly, I mean, we don't need to advertise the fireworks anymore. In fact, we're at capacity really at the golf course, but so we'll kind of mostly highlight the races and the Liberty Fun Fair, the volleyball tournament, you know, on those signs. But
because I know that when I mean, we went up to the worked at the car show, and so we were trying to pass the night before, we were trying to pass out, you know, flyers and let people know that there were events, but like nobody. Like a lot of people didn't know. They're like, oh, we didn't know anything goes on there. And so just by talking and getting things out is going to be our best.
And I don't think people read as flyers like they do, but they look on social media and stuff. They
yes.
see that so much more. And those, I do think those yard signs, especially when you put them 2 and 3 deep, because they miss the first one, but then they see the second and they get it by the third. You know? Yeah.
Well, and I just think partly it's because Liberty Fest, like everyone knows kind of what Liberty Fest has been. So they just kind of like, oh yeah, the fireworks show's coming. Oh, you know, the car's coming, but they don't see, like, that we've added to it.
Kind of the city council's thought, in fact, was kind of Ryan was the real spearheader of it, but the whole council and mayor a few years ago wanted to you know, expand the race day and make it, you know, so that people didn't just run and then leave and make it so that it brings the community out there, too, so that really there's events on both sides of the city, and it just kind of is... helps that's bring smart. The community get together. So that's kind of the genesis of the Liberty Fun Fair and races.
You ever been down to the Freedom Festival in Provo?
No.
Just check that out. It's big. They do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All day long? Do they do
all
day
do
long? Do they do a parade?
All week long.
Draper Days. Just,
I've been to Draper Days.
Yeah. I mean, we went down there for a couple of their concerts. You know, David and I have talked about, you know, we get a stage up there for July 3rd. You know, we may want to at some point bring in some groups and do some concerts. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things we can do as the years go on as it goes. So.
Summer Festival.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Well, maybe it'd be fun, too, to have the winners of the race be announced at the band do it or something.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
More for the insane. Then people would know that there was actually something in the morning.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea. Can I, just because I need to leave in a couple minutes.
Yep.
The one thing that I really just want to make sure that I'm on top of is the dates and getting those other events on our schedule and that we know, because I feel like we've been kind of late in getting the details of them and getting them out. So I guess, are we done with Liberty Fest here?
Yeah.
I don't mean to take over your meeting. I just was going to say if we
could,
you know.
Yep. We'll make sure you
do. You guys know David put together like a calendar of events and just kind of plugged them in. Do they know that? Have they looked at those?
No, I think you're the only one that has those.
Okay.
Is that where you got the thing for the banner? Is that what you're talking about? Like that? Not yard signs, but those.
Oh, yeah, the big. I love those signs.
Yes, and that's what I need to put together. That's why I want to get those on there.
Got it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I figure today is where we'll find out the dates, so I can get that to you.
Do you want to, David, do you want to tell them the dates of those that are on the calendar?
Yeah, with you, because I can go get
it. I think I...
if you have the dates, you tell us. That's okay.
When's July 3rd?
It's July 2nd.
July 2nd. As a matter of fact.
Do you have a tentative date for Kite Festival, Rachel?
No, I've always been told when it is.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, that's what it, I think kind of just based on like last year's schedule, David's kind of put it in there.
Okay.
Does David know? Does Carmen know? I mean, have you reserved?
You guys know that we're starting soccer. I've given you that schedule, right? April 9th. Is our starting date?
April 9th?
Yes, it's going to be our start date for soccer. Yes. Yeah, we're just going to stay there.
Okay.
Have you done until we can't stay there anymore.
My kids.
Do you know what time?
So yeah, we.
Kind of done
9:10 so if we can have it by like from like 8, like so we can go and set up. Like I think we usually have it from like 8
to noon. Okay. And do you know when the end date is?
I do. Let me tell you.
Is it every day or?
The kind of festival
is
typically in May, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be the 7th, but.
May 21st is our last one.
I'll get it added to the calendar. If I don't already, I feel like we knew that, so.
Okay.
This is Saturday before Mother's Day. Maybe we want to do it April 30th.
Or is it better to do it later with the weather?
Like the 14th.
Did you want to do, we talked about doing like chalk festival too at the same time.
What festival?
Like a chalk festival with a kite festival. Remember we talked about that?
I know the Master Chorus has a concert on May 14th. That's when they're
at the Warm Springs Park, ironically enough.
Can those two be the same in the same the Kite Festival and Chalk Festival the same? Anyone?
I think that good is to actually people get people out there to see the art. Mm-hmm. If you have it at the same park.
Yeah, we could do the chalk around the path at Tunnel Springs, and
yeah, we talked about that, right?
Kites in the
middle. It's tough to keep the kids off if they're running around with their kites. Make the artist angry.
Mm. Well, I think you would just have to keep no chalk on the sidewalk part where people go in and out of the, and only do chalk on the asphalt part of the path.
Because
the whole thing's not asphalt. There's sidewalk by the pavilion and the playground. So that could be our in and out. And then
everything around.
Yeah, and all the asphalt would be where the.
Could they do chalk on the asphalt?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you'd want to.
Yeah, it would take. It would eat up their chalk faster.
Yeah,
but
I think that's hard.
We've got the Kite Festival for May 7th. Arbor Day planting. This year, Chevron is actually donating $15,000 in trees, and we're joint venturing with Chevron.
At today's prices, we get two of them then?
Two trees, yeah, that's about right. So anyway, plan, put that on your calendars, because I think that's going to be
what day is that?
The event. The 30th of April. So then, at least on the tentative schedule, we have the Kite Festival for the 7th. Spring cleanup weekend, the 20th and 21st.
Of April?
May.
May.
So I'd assume, do you have the Halloween fun event on October 29th?
I think so.
Yeah.
Night Out Against Crime is tentatively August 4th. Maybe, I don't know if we had the NSO reads in there. I'm not seeing it, but it's possible that I didn't make a note of it? Do you?
I don't know if I did that one or not.
It's usually like October, right?
It's usually the end of September, beginning of October.
We're just saying it's when we can find the author.
But yeah, it's always dependent on when the author can come.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one in here even as a tentative.
But I would love it. Have they found an author?
Yeah.
Who do you usually have? Do you have a date? Just any?
Do you have an author?
I do, in my neighborhood.
From North Salt Lake.
Oh, they have to be from North Salt Lake.
Well, no, they don't have to, but that's
nice to get local ones, the local in the area.
I live in Caseville, so I have one in my neighborhood, and she's a children's.
We'll make it bigger than NSF reads.
What's your name?
Well, let's do.
Right off the top of my head.
Melanie.
And then the photo contest, we're going to
do
separately this year.
Do they just come and read?
We're
going to
do it on its own, okay?
So it
I prefer that. I think it was kind of awkward as we were advertising because we kind of had it with the NSL reads, but it was separate. So
yeah, I
want
to do it different and bring it into its own.
It was kind of a sidebar to it.
Yeah, and it probably got me more interest than the writing contest.
Yeah, the photo contest.
Okay.
You hear me say that Matthew Forrest is Saturday, May 14th.
Do you need the date for me?
Does she want the date?
I have a date for
Brett.
She's
awesome.
I was going to say, if you want to come up with it.
She's an artist, and she teaches art at the school as well.
Oh, wow.
Ron, when are you going to do the reads then?
Are you okay to do North Salt Lake Reads again? Do you want to be good?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
I can help you with that.
So let's put the photo contest on September 20th.
The day of the week is that?
It's a good day.
Okay.
We did it on Tuesday last year, so.
Does that fall into the city council?
Yeah, meaning
I think
what?
It was Wednesday.
When you say do it, yeah, that's the deadline?
That we didn't hold it.
Because Tuesday nights are pretty well out.
I think it was a Wednesday.
Okay, had to have been
Wednesday
or Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's Tuesday city council.
21st.
Of what date?
September.
So September 21st?
Mm-hmm. And we were thinking dividing those up this year. Right. Yeah.
So when do you want advertising to go out before September 21st? I mean, are we talking like 6 weeks or? It's obviously we can talk about that later. Let's just first go with dates. Do you feel safe picking a date for NSL Reads to put on the event poster, event signs that are going to go around the city? Okay.
We'll find an author.
I'll look.
Are you going to do clear to October?
Well, it depends. That's what usually we do two or three during the year. So it just depends how many. We will probably just do through this summer. And
that's what I would think.
Yes.
That's a fun event.
Any other recommendations, by the way, authors? Sorry, am I interrupting your dates?
Nope.
There is.
Do you want it to be? Does it need to be more towards the youth, or does it matter?
I don't know that it. But we can do whatever we want.
Because Marlene Sullivan, that lives on Eaglewood, she's an author.
She go by Marlene Bateman, doesn't she?
Is that what her
author?
Yeah, is that what her author name is?
What does she? What kind of?
She writes adult fiction, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah.
But the kids
quite
really.
A few.
Yeah.
Have fun with it too, though, right?
But maybe she's written some younger ones. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think you should go for J.K. Rowling. Just give her. See what happens.
I have her number.
Yeah, I heard you don't have anything going on.
Get on her Facebook.
That one we had last time was really good.
Yeah, she was good.
And another question I have is about the essay contest. Continue it or drop it?
Keep it.
Drop it.
It is all we can do to get like five
I
people.
I say drop
there.
It.
So this is just from, watching it over the years. I feel like the kids are all getting right back in school right about that time. And we just don't get a lot of participation.
Yeah, the teachers are busy doing their own thing. They
it would be nice if you could get, the teachers on board.
I emailed every principal and every PTA and PTO
yeah.
where our city has students, and they're just
they just don't they have their curriculums. Yeah, I mean,
but it was kind of a tough subject this year, I think.
Well, even when it really
but this year we made
it really
I thought it was an easy subject this year.
Yeah, we made it really broad this year because the year before it was supposed to have been So I don't know what the topic is. I don't know how to.
It's a lot of work for what you get out of it, right?
But if you have at least a handful of participants, you're at least having, you're putting it forth, and it's up to the city to participate. So we're doing something, whether it's successful or not. I mean,
we just have to weigh the effort cost benefit ratio.
Right.
You know, I mean,
at least someone feels fulfilled by it.
But then if you do that and you only get five, all five of them win, whether they're good, bad, or...
And they feel good.
Do you know what I thought was fun was that the scavenger hunt photo contest was fun for people that did that. That was some fun pictures that came through. They could maybe do something.
And how many people did that, do we know?
My daughter. There was, five families, I think? Five people that we sent things to? Not a lot, but I mean, they did the whole thing. But however many we did, they did every picture, which was, I think, 20.
Yeah. Okay.
So, maybe if you did something interactive with North Salt Lake Reads, I don't know what you could do, but I don't know. You'll always get
main art contests, so you can, you know, put their artwork into this, her book, her next book.
There you go. She has to include the locations.
Yeah.
Someone get murdered at Hatch Park and figure it out.
Actually, you have
to Yeah, they don't have to. Oh, yeah. I thought she'd
like just disappear. We hope it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a little too close to a role, a little too soon. Well, we don't want to have a murderer.
Then she already has a book on her hands. I don't know why
why has she not written this already?
So, has she written several books? Because she can bring her books and she can sell them, or we give them as.
Who is this? Is this
Melanie? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many has she? And I think she has several.
Who is she?
How to Tame My Anxiety Monster. Oh, How Left You Are.
Oh.
Multiple
is
languages.
She, like,
I'm basically a unicorn.
She's all written.
She does
all
that,
those.
And she does all like the unicorn books. So she does a lot of like elementary level type books too.
That's
she's
actually
great.
Is better because it does get the anger. And the bookmarks were a huge hit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was a last minute thing.
That was really a smart idea.
Because I thought we needed one more activity, and I'm like, what do we do?
That
I don't
was
know.
Huge.
Go buy
I
a bunch of blank bookmarks.
Yeah, Q said that. That was
that
fun.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We just had supplies.
They were blank and we colored on them and tied them.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay, that's good.
I don't.
That's a good lead.
It's not like a full day event, but it is.
I think
we bought books. We
can
buy
books,
right?
Well, let's go back to that then before I leave.
Giveaway.
The Kite Festival.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is a Mother's Day weekend, and since Rachel's family actually celebrates Mother's Day, she didn't want to have her weekend taken up by that.
I don't blame you.
It's just another weekend, so I thought, Mother's Day is a great weekend to have that. So, let's go back
weekend.
And readdress.
Well, because Rachel's
how
does the Kite Festival.
This
festival.
We
need
like,
her.
Like,
you can do the 14th.
It's
you
from
14th is something else, she said.
No, the only thing on the
14th
is that
the
audience
asked me a question. So like the last one last year, she talked about how she got into writing and what she did, and people asked her all kinds of questions.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Can we do
subject,
that then?
Why do you do this?
Are the winds fine
thinking,
no matter what time of year?
Last year she tied it into,
it's
okay if you don't see it the first time. I submitted several of those before, any of them was accepted.
Okay,
yeah, kind of that process.
I was amazed they threw last time.
Okay, all in favor, Chairman?
Yeah.
I'm all in favor, I'm good.
May 14th?
May 14th for the Kite Festival. Oh, that's okay. Also your concert, but that's at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have to second it, Dallas?
Have you guys guys adopted like Robert's Rules of Order?
Oh my gosh, don't adopt Robert's Rules of Order.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's a book of procedure that's about 700 pages long.
Oh, then no,
tells
we're
you
not.
How to run a meeting, so.
Let's go with Murphy's Law.
I usually just set my alarm for 1 hour when it's when it rings, we're done. Okay.
And then the Halloween event.
Halloween,
October
I have
29th.
October 29th. And
that was still fun.
I think we voted to keep it as we've been doing. Is that what we're going to do? A drive-by event? Drive-through event, not drive-by.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I'm a voting member of this committee, but...
You don't like it?
No, I think it's fine and it's easy. But if we're having, like, community get-together, I loved the little, like, people running around
yeah,
in their
costumes.
It was
and
so fun. And music, yeah. And they had, you know, it was
pumpkins
just a fun
all
day.
Over. And
yeah,
I like
we had a scary person come and read a scary book. Mm-hmm. And
well, we it's been a couple of years. We could
well,
probably do a different thing. Different
well, way. And two, now with COVID, you know, can
that
we
was
do that?
Why
can
we
have,
went to the virtual.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Why we went
I'm,
to the virtual.
I'm assuming we're on the way where we could do whatever. We
Rachel,
want.
What
okay.
Do you think? That was fun. I know you guys were in
costume.
I think
it was
costume.
Fun. I think I was just pulling up these running medals that my girls got.
That's so cute.
By doing
like
a little run things. Around the pond in
so
Sugar House.
Oh yeah.
And that's we did it for the medal. Like and then it was
well, of course.
Because look how awesome that is.
Yeah, that
like,
is.
Oh, the dark. Cool. It's so fun. And it was a $9 registration fee. They got a shirt and that medal. And so I think if we did something fun like that.
We did
shirts
yeah. Until 3 years ago, too.
Where it's yeah. Like they get something for either walking around
mm-hmm.
The hatch
something.
Park
mm-hmm.
Thing in their costume or whatever.
Really
and
yeah, that's why we did it. Well, that's why we changed
yeah.
It. Was COVID.
Right. So I think if we had something like that,
so slow.
Then it would be fun. Like,
you probably
a quirky.
Sure.
We didn't have as many last year as we did the first year, did we?
Well, we had really advertised
so, yeah.
The first year as the run, and I think, and then we switched it at the last minute,
uh-huh.
So I'm sure people were already planning
yeah.
To do it, so that's
mm-hmm.
Probably why there was a bigger turnout.
Yeah.
I say we make it a party.
But we were
okay,
backed
let's
up,
do
though,
yeah.
Because of
we
the
still had a
balloon
arch.
People.
We had a balloon arch there.
And we could get the those donut
yeah,
people
yeah.
For like
because,
100
because they were backed up.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's
oh,
waiting
yeah.
For the donuts.
Oh yeah, but then people didn't
that.
Like that though.
We'll put
yeah.
That on the we'll put that on the agenda
yeah.
For next time too.
Yeah,
but at least
we have
know the date
people.
And we know that it's
when we have
the
big party.
Fun
so
have all your
yeah,
events
wait
now.
So you
yeah.
Finish it.
And
we
got
it.
Yeah.
Any time during the 3 hours.
All right, let me see what else.
Yeah.
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 So we
have
so
we
the
rules
that
just
yeah.
Any open topics that we have any
carbon
just
when you want.
Approval of minutes, we already did that.
Sorry.
Oh, adjourn.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have anything? Do you have anything?
No.
Do you have anything?
Linda stands up.
So, anybody else going to this?
Thanks,
about
Linda.
About the Move Utah thing.
Oh, Linda.
I couldn't find this.
Do
I
need
to?
You're the one who would know this.
Well,
do I need to just send it? I'll take this to Ted.